Begin the current daf Masechet Zavodazara daf Lamed Aleph. Begin 8 lines down at the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues with a story relating one of the parts of it that related to the halacha of the previous daf, which was discussing the laws of Yayin Nesach. So the Gemara tells that Rabbi Kiva ikla leGinzik. Rabbi Kiva came to the town of Ginzik, and Bayimnei they asked him the following questions: Misanin l'shoyis or ain misanin l'shoyis? Could a person take a fast to not eat for a couple of hours? Or can he not? For example, if let's say halfway through the day, a person decided to accept upon himself a fast day. But however, he didn't eat up until that point at all, even weight. So, but up until afternoon time, he didn't not eat because of the purposes of a tainus. Could he now go ahead and conclude it as a tainus or not? Or do we say that no, it has to be for a full day to be considered a fast day? So the Gemara Lahabiyada, he didn't have the answer. So they asked him another question. The jugs of idol worshippers, which this is what relates back to halacha, the previous staff, are they prohibited or are they permitted? And that is, well, there's no actual wine in there, but the jugs absorb the yayin nesach, and therefore that could be problematic. Is it permitted or forbidden? Well, they didn't have the answer. Third question they asked him was, with what articles of clothing did Moshe do the services in the Mishkan? Kol Shavus Yemei HaMilum, all the 7 days of the inauguration, where before the Chanukah's HaMishkan, he went and for the 7 days he did the service. What articles of clothing did he wear? So Lav Biyad, he didn't have an answer to that either. So also Shal Bei Midrash, he came and he asked in the Beis HaMedrash, and Amru, they told him the answers. Helchasa mesan l'shoyis. Halacha is one could fast for hours, not necessarily the whole day. And Vim Hishman, if he completes it, meaning because he didn't eat the whole day, although the first half was not for the purposes of fasting, but if he completes it, Mispal Tfilas Tainas, he even says the Tfilah that one says by Tainas, Anenu, he says that Tfilah because ultimately he did fast the whole day, and they also accepted part of it in hours. The Helchasa d'Halacha is Kakan Shalabi Kachavim. Regarding the jugs of the idol worshippers, La'acha Yud Beis Chaydish Mutarin, after 12 months, it's going to be permitted right away without even doing anything to it. Now, if the person wants to use it before that, within the 12 months, so then like we said in the previous stuff, then he can fill it up with water 3 times in the period of 3 days, every 24 hours spilling it out, and that would also be a way of koshering it and making it permitted to utilize it. But if not, then it's prohibited because of the bleas, the absorptions that are in the jug. And regarding the third question, what type of clothing did Moshe Rabbeinu wear during the Shavuos Me'amalum? Because obviously he did not use the big day kahuna, as the pasuk says, "V'asisa big day kodesh la'aron achicha," which Moshe Rabbeinu was considered a foreigner, a czar regarding the big day kahuna, and he only served in the Mishkan those 7 days based on divine dictate. So, but the articles of clothing weren't mentioned. So he did it b'chalik lavan with a white cloth, white article of clothing. That's what he wore in those 7 days in Me'amalum. Now, Rav Kahana Masni, he taught it was b'chalik lavan, it was with a white garment, she'im ba'imra, that did not have a hem. Now, Rashi brings that some say the reason is, as elsewhere in Shas is brought, that they shouldn't suspect him that he takes from the Trumas HaMishkan and he hides it in the hem. Says Rashi, that's not tenable over here because here the malacha of the donation of the Mishkan was already completed by the time of the Shavuos Me'amalum. So where would he go take something that he would be hiding in the hem? And there says Rashi, that can't be the reason why there was no hem. Now the Mishnah said, "Hakartzanim va'azagim shalayv dikachavim v'chulu," regarding the grape seed and the grape skin of the idol worshippers. So there was the opinion of Remeir that's going to be forbidden even for Hana. Now according to the Chachamim, who disagree, they said it depends. Which that's the Gemara quote Tanabon on the Brisa that elaborates on the opinion of the Chachamim, which actually says just like the Chachamim, says "Hakartzanim va'azagim shalayv dikachavim," regarding the grape seed and the grape peel of idol worshippers. Says the Brisa, the pin of the Chacham is lachen asurim. If it's moist, it's forbidden. Yaveshim mutarim. But if it's dried out, it's permitted. That was the opinion of the Chacham in our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, hainin ulachen hainin yaveshim. What's considered moist and what's considered dried? So maybe the Mishmuli says lachen kol yabes chedish. If it's within the first 12 months of the grape seed and the grape peel, that's considered moist. Yaveshim lachen yabes chedish. What's considered dried? If it's after 12 months already, then it's already dried out. That loses all of its moisture, and then there's no prohibition of the wine products of a non-Jew, which is generally forbidden because of all their wine derivatives. That would already be permitted. Now, the Gemara qualifies this halacha itma. We learned that Amar Abba Chanam Rabbi Yechanan, kesheheen asurin, when it's forbidden, meaning within the 12 months, when it's moist, asurin afal ba'na, then it's going to be prohibited even to have benefit from it, which is like the opinion of a mayor. When they're permitted, when they're dried out, then it's permitted even for consumption. Then it's the other extreme. Now the Gemara brings many different types of things related to the halacha of the yayin nesach halacha, that after 12 months, then it really loses all of its moisture, all of its taste, all of its substance, and therefore it's going to be permitted. Amr Bezvid, he says, Haidur dayo de chamer darmoy, the sediments of the Armenian wine, pasta treso yar chashati shari, after 12 months, it's permitted, it loses everything. So to Amr of Chavivi Berei de Rav, he says, Hana Gufi, these jugs, Basa Tresi Yarcha Shatri Shari, after 12 months, it's going to be permitted. So to Amr of Chavivi, he says, Hani, these, as we continue to Medbeis, Avta, this a flask that's made out of thick leather, the Tayoi of these merchants that travel on long distances and they take along wine for the journey. So that's like the type of a flask that's used for maintaining for long periods of time the Yayin Nesach. Therefore, it's not permitted right away. But rather, Basa Tresa Yachar Shatei Shari, after 12 months, then it's going to be permitted. Meaning, when it was empty for 12 months, then it loses all of its substance. So to Omer Rav Acha, Bered Rav Ikki, says, Hani Pertsani Daramai, these, the refuse of the grapes of the Armenians, Basa Tresa Yachar Shatei Shari, after 12 months, it's going to be permitted. And so to Omer Rav Acha, Bered Rav, he says, Hani Gufi Shchimi V'Ochmi, these black and red jugs, even though they turn colors, obviously that it had absorbed some of the wine, Basa Trecha Yarcha Shadar Shari, after 12 months, it's going to be permitted. All along this concept, after 12 months, then it's going to be permitted. Now the Mishnah continues, says, Vahamuryas, another element mentioned in our Mishnah regarding things that are going to be Asr Bahana, even to have benefit from them, was Muryas, which Muryas is the type of, with the fats of the fish, which they make this type of a vinegary type of a liquid, that's going to be forbidden even to have benefit from it. So Trombone in the Brisa, however, that Murius Uman, the Murius of a professional who's an idol worshiper, is going to be mutter, is going to be permitted. Now the reason for this is because they don't make the Murius from non-kosher fish. That was never the concern. The whole concern why in our Mishnah we say it's going to be forbidden is because they add in wine. So it has the Yayin Nesach, which is forbidden even to have benefit from it. But the Uman, the craftsman, the professional, does not put in any wine, as the Gemara is going to explain, because since it's very fatty the first and second time, actually adding wine would make it ruined. So the professionals, the way they make it, is very fatty, and therefore because of the fat content, that's why they wouldn't add wine, and that's when it's going to be permitted. He says, also the chilek of a professional is going to be permitted, which chilek is a type of a kosher fish, which is called sultanus, as the Gemara explained later on in the parak. And when it's small, it doesn't have fins and scales, but ultimately it gets it later on when it gets older, which is the signs of a kosher fish, which the Gemara tells us later on in the Vlamet Tesem and Aleph, that the regular idol worshiper, his chilek, is forbidden from these small little fish. Now the reason for that is because they're sold a lot together. And why is it forbidden? Because when they catch these fish, when they come up, there's a lot of non-kosher fish that are mixed in with it. But the chilek of a uman, since he's a professional and he's very proficient, he separates those non-kosher fish because they don't have such a good taste like the chilek. And actually it ruins the sultanas, and it's going to ruin his whole shipment, his whole cargo. So he separates it, and therefore the chilek of the uman is going to be permitted, because the chilek is actually kosher fish, it just usually gets mixed in. But the professional will separate, and that's why it's permitted. Now, Tani Avimi Berei de Ravo, he says, Murius uman mutter, like we just brought before the price. So he also taught this halacha, that the murius of a professional, even of a non-Jew, is going to be permitted. And but who Tani love, who amale, he taught the price, but he also explained it and qualified it, that this is talking about pamrishin visheni mutter. The first and second time they make the murius, then it's permitted. Shlishi also, but the third time, then it's going to be prohibited. My time, what's the reason? Like we said before, Pam Rishon Nesheni Dinafish Shumnayu, the first and second time, it's very fatty, because the way they would do it is, how they make this Muryas, they would take water and salt and pour it on the fats of the fish, which would suck out its fats. When they would finish, then they would go and put on more water. So the first two times, very fatty, Leit Tzarech L'mimer B'chamer, they don't have to put in wine, actually wine would make it ruined. But after that, from the third time on, Rambam Buchamer, they would put in wine to add in to the ingredients to make it full, and that already is a problem because their wine is Yayin Nesach, which is prohibited to have benefit from it, and then even that of a uman would be prohibited. Now, the Gemara brings a story related to this halacha. There was a shipload of Murias that came to the port of Akoi, which is a place where the ships dock over there at the shore. And Isav Reb Abba Dimin Akoi Netur Bahados. Reb Abba from Akoi went and put guards to watch the Murias to make sure that it stays kosher, that no one adds prohibited wine into that Murias so that the Jews could buy from that Murias. So Amalei Rava, Rava asked him, what? Are the Idna Man Natra? Up until now, who watched it? The whole boat ride, there was no guards. So how are you allowing the Jews to eat from that Murias? Maybe wine was added. Now you're putting a guard? So Malaysia said to him, no. Ada idno laman nechishlo. Up until now, what should we be concerned for? Imishum de ma'ari bechamer. If it's because they think that because they might have added wine, which would make it a problem of yain nesach, as we said that the third time, for example, or even by non-professionals, even the first time, they possibly add wine. So he says, no, because kista de murias, kista is a type of a measurement of murias, beluma, is sold for azuz. Kista de chamer, that same measurement of wine, is bedalin lumi, is four times that price. Meaning, in the country from where this idol worshippers bring their boats of murias from, the wine's very expensive, and the murias is cheap. They would not add wine to the murias, because that they're selling it for the cheaper price of the murias. The wine is much more expensive. That's why am I putting a guard over here? Why am I suddenly concerned that now they're going to add wine? Because where we live over here, the wine is cheap and the murias is expensive. That's why we're importing the murias. And we're concerned that they're going to add it. That's why I have the guard over here right now. Now, however, Omali Rabbi Yirmi Rabbi Zera, but Yirmi asked Rabbi Zera, but Dilma Aydi did Tzur also. Maybe this boat came through the circuit of Tzur, which is by the shore over there, which is near Tzur. That's how the boat came. The Shvei Chamra, where their wine is cheap. So maybe they, when they stopped by over there, Tzur, on the way over here to Akoi, maybe that's where they added wine because there was cheaper, and then it's worthwhile for them to add to make the consistency full by adding that wine. Although where they came from, wine is more expensive, but here, but Tzur, it's cheaper. So Malay said to him, no, Hasam, it can't be they came through Tzur. Because over there, Ikule, there the water gets like a whirlpool, Upashuri Ika, and it also has this, the water from all the snows that melt there by the edge of the water, and therefore the ones who lead the boat can't come that way, and therefore there's no reason for us to suspect that they came through Tzur, and therefore where they came from, wine's more expensive. So, and now over here we're putting a guard, so therefore there's no reason for us to suspect that there was wine added, and that's why the Jews could buy the Murias from these boats. Now the Mishnah said, V'gvinas beis unyaki. There was a machlekes in the Mishnah regarding the cheese of beis unyaki, which basically means the cheese of the idol worshippers, if it's forbidden only to eat it, or even to have benefit from it. Now, Amr B'Shem Malakish, he says, V'mneima astru gvinas unyaki. And he's explaining an opinion of a mayor, who said that the cheese of the idol worshippers were even forbidden to have benefit from it. Why, according to a mayor, is it astru bahana? So on that says Reb Shimon Lakish, because the majority of the calves of that city, of Beis Unyaki, were slaughtered for Avodah Zarah. Moreover, and they take the rennet of the stomachs of those calves, and they use it to curdle the milk into cheese, so therefore it's going to be forbidden to have hanah, like the Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is asur b'hanah, which includes all parts of that animal which was slaughtered for the purpose of Avodah Zarah, and they would take that rennet, which is from that animal, and use it to curdle the cheese. So therefore, all the cheese are from that Beis Unyaki is going to be forbidden to have anah, like Avodah Zarah. So that asked the Gemara on Rish Lakish, my Iri Rebbe Golem, why did he have to say an explanation of Remeir's Halacha in the Mishnah, that because the majority of the calves are slaughtered for Avodah Zarah, afilami and nami, even if only minority of the calves were slaughtered for Avodah Zarah, it would still be asur b'hanah. The Remeir, Chayish Lemiyute, Remeir, who is the Tana of our Mishnah, who is he coming to explain, is concerned even for a minority, as the Gemara brings in the second paragraph of Sefer Yevamos, that a minor boy or a minor girl cannot do chalitza or yibum. Why not? The minor boy might end up, we don't know until he becomes an adult, he might be a sris, he might be sterile. A minor girl might be an islandess, who is someone that can't have children. Those two are not qualified to do yibum chalitza. Now, that's the only minority are like that, and yet Remeir is still chayish for it. So why do we have to say majority of calves, even minority of calves? Oh, says the Gemara, you're right, but there's something that you're missing. E amit roiv, if we say, like Rish Lakish was explaining, the majority of calves in that city of the idol worshippers are slaughtered for the purposes of Avodah Zarah, then we could explain the halacha of Remeir that the cheese is going to be prohibited even to have anah because of the concern that ultimately now ikamiyat. Now we have a minority of rennet in that city that's forbidden to have benefit. Why? Because you have the majority of calves which is a minority regarding all the other animals which they use to curdle. It's not only calves, not only cows. There's a bunch of other animals that could be used that rennet to curdle cheese. So if we have the majority of calves, that majority of calves is a minority regarding all the other animals that they use their rennet to curdle the milk into cheese. But Elie Amrit Miyad, but if you say that only minority of calves are used to slaughter for Avodah Zarah, so Kivan Dekar Reva Golem De'enish Chal Avodah Zikachavim, so since now you're going to have a majority of calves that are not slaughtered for Avodah Zarah, Vikanami Shar Behemoth, and moreover, there's not only calves, you're going to have other animals, De'enish Chal Avodah Zikachavim, that they're not at all slaughtered for Avodah Zarah. That would make those rennets that are used for Avodah Zarah are going to be a minority of the minority. First of all, you have a minority of calves, and they have a minority of all the animals that are used. And a concern, that Remeir is not suspect of, he's not concerned with it, although he's chayesh lemi'uta, but not a mi'uta dimi'uta, not a minority of the minority, and that's why I have to say, it's roiv egle of that city that is slaughtered for Avodah Zarah. Now the Gemara asks, however, Amalei Rishim Bar Yochum, Rishim Bil Nakish. He asked Rish Lakish, in his interpretation of the halacha of Remeir Na'amishnah, but even if those calves are slaughtered for Avodah Zarah, what's the difference? You permitted an animal slaughtered for Avodah Zarah that it's not forbidden to have benefit from it. So how can you say that's the reason why it's concerning that we're going to say that the cheese are going to be forbidden? Because the Idma, we learned as follows. If someone slaughters an animal, to spray its blood for Avodah Zarah. In other words, he didn't slaughter the animal itself for the purposes of Avodah Zarah, where he's serving it in the slaughtering. Rather, when he's slaughtering it, he had in mind, oh, I'm going to use the blood to spray for my deity for the Avodah Zarah. Or to sacrifice its fats for the Avodah Zarah. So he said that animal is forbidden to have benefit from it. Why? First of all, he holds that one could have thoughts which would be impure from one service to another service. There's many parts of a service, both in the Beis HaMikdash and Lahavdil, the other end, that of Avodah Zarah, which is slaughtering, the spraying of the blood, the sacrificing of the fats. So Rabbi Yochanan holds that one could have a machshava in one Avodah regarding what he's going to do with another part of the Avodah. And moreover, we learn things regarding outside of the Beis HaMikdash from what's inside the Beis HaMikdash. So just like in the Beis HaMikdash, if someone has a machshava when he's doing the shechita to do the zrika in a way that's going to make a piggle, that makes a piggle. So to Avodah Zarah is going to have the same halacha. So that's why it's going to be awesome. Rabbi Shimon Malka Shama Mutaris, he says it's permitted. In other words, this idea about having a machshava from one Avodah to another Avodah, to learn from what's outside from inside, your Shlokesh does not learn that. Because in the Beis HaMikdash, that's what the Torah says. If someone slaughters the carbon with the intention to throw the blood outside of where it's allowed to, that's pigul, even if he didn't throw the blood at the end of the day for those purposes. But that's still what's called mechashav mavod levayda, where it's from one type of service regarding what he wants to do, at least in thought, with another avayda. But regarding Avodah Zarah, he does not hold that you learn that out from what's inside, and therefore it's going to be mutter. So therefore he asked in Teresh Lakish, what do you mean? Who cares that they slaughter it? But when you slaughter, and that's because the assumption in the Gemara right now is that they think Rish Lakish means to say, when the person slaughtered for Avodah Zarah is to use the blood to spray it for Avodah Zarah. And you hold that's not a prohibited thing anyway. So what's the difference with using that rennet to make the cheese out of it? Amalei, Rish Lakish said to him, Tarminach Shaitach, your mazel should be lifted up. Your question is good, but that's not what I'm talking about over here in this case. The explanation of the halacha of our Mishnah is when he says at the end of the slaughtering that he's doing the slaughtering itself for Avodah Zarah, and he's saying in his heart that I want to use this slaughtering for the purposes of idol worship. That says Rish Lakish, there I agree that it's going to be prohibited because the slaughtering itself is considered an avodah just like zrika, and that he's doing for Avodah Zarah, and that's why it's going to be us, these rennets, as Avodah Zarah, and therefore those cheeses are going to be prohibited. And that's why he said Gemar Zvicha, that at the end of the Zvicha is when he had the Machshava, because Rish Lakish holds in Baba Kama and Nechulin that Shechita, the slaughtering, is only considered completed at the end, and if it's at the end, when if he has that Machshava in the Shechita itself, that's going to be Avodah Zarah, and that's why if most of the calves are like that, like it is in this Beis Onyaki, Remeir held that's going to be Asa even Bahana. Now the Mishnah continued, And Amr Behuda, he said, which is continuing on this halacha of the cheese of the idol worshippers. Now, in the opinion of the Rabbanan, that Shol Rabbi Shmuel, Shmuel asked that why is it that the cheese of the idol worshippers are prohibited to consume, according to Rabbanan? Now, the reason why he had the question was, is because he can't say it's because they use non-kosher milk, meaning from a non-kosher animal, because as the Gemara says elsewhere, that non-kosher milk does not curdle. So therefore, it cannot be that the cheese is from a non-kosher animal. So therefore, the question he asked him was, why is the, according to Reb Meir, he's talking about Avodah Zarah, it's Asur B'Hanah. Chacham don't say it's Asur B'Hanah. So it can't be because of Avodah Zarah. And either could it be because of the cheese, that it's from non-kosher milk, because that doesn't curdle. So why is it, according to Chacham, that the cheese of a non-kosher animal is Asur B'Achila B'Mut B'Hanah? So related to this halacha, the Gemara introduces the following discussion that ultimately on the next daf will relate back to the halacha of the Mishnah. Amrav Achtabai Omar Rav, which Achtabai was the name of the sage, he said in the name of Rav, Hamakadish beperisher haniskal. If someone is Makadish a woman, he engages her with the waste matter of an ox that is going to be stoned, which is an ox that gores a person, has to be killed. So that ox is forbidden to have any benefit from him, but he doesn't use the ox, because that has no value. You can't be Makadish Ish with that, but he takes the waste matter, which could have value, could be used for different things, and he wants to be Makadish a woman, says Rav Mekudeshes, she's engaged. But beperish egli avoidis kechavim in Mekudesh, but if you use the waste of a calf that was used for avoidis zara, then she's not engaged. And he says, if you want, you can say based on logic, that's why each one has its halacha, or you can say based on psukim, as the Gemara explains. If you want, you can say based on logic, regarding the calf of that's used for avodah zara, nichele benafchi, the one who's serving the avodah zara, he prefers for it to be bloated. He wants it to look fatty. He wants it to have a lot of waste because the waste matter blows up the stomach. That's why the designation of avodah zara takes effect on the waste matter, and therefore that's considered avodah zara too, and therefore that's asur b'hanah, and therefore it has no value, and therefore one cannot use it to be mekadesh isha. In contrast, regarding the ox that's going to be stoned, the owner doesn't care for the waste matter, and therefore the waste matter itself is not considered significant enough to have the designation of the shahar niskal on it, and therefore that's not asabana, and therefore one could use that to be mekadosh anisha. If you want, you could say based on the pasuk. Siv hach, it says over here in Devarim regarding that of avodah zarah, says liyidbak biyadchem u'uma, nothing of the avodah zarah should be attached to you at all. Ma'uma means at all, which sounds like anything of a desire, even that of its waste matter. In contrast, Ksiv Hasan says over there in Shmais, regarding the Shar HaNiskal, it says, Sokol Yisokol Hashar, the ox has to be stoned, V'lo Yo'ochel Es Basar, and its flesh should not be eaten. What that tells us is, Basari Aser, its flesh is prohibited, Hapir Shem Muteres, but its waste matter is going to be permitted. Now, Amar Rava, regarding this halacha, Rava says, Tarvayu Taninir, and both of these halachas were taught in our Mishnah. And that's what relates back to the halacha that we just said. Because in this discussion with Rabbi Yehuda, that he was saying the question that Rabbi Shmuel was asking regarding why is the cheese of non-Jews, according to Rabbanan, forbidden to eat, although it's permitted to have anah. Now, so there were a few options that he tried to answer, which were then rejected. So says Rava, Midika Amalei, from the fact that he said to him, one of the answers he attempted to tell him why the cheese of the non-Jews are forbidden to eat, he says is because they curdle it with the rennet from a nevela, from an animal that was not properly slaughtered. So although it's a kosher animal, but it's still not kosher. And that's used to make the cheese. V'kama hadle, and he answered him, no, they can't be the reason. Because v'aloi kevas oilu chamur mekevis nevela, what do you mean? The rennet of a carbon oilu is more severe than the rennet of a nevela. Because there's more severe halachas regarding a carbon and its prohibitions than that of a nevela. And even so, the rennet of a carbon oila is permitted, as we find that the kahanim would drink the rennet, although the animal of the oila is totally forbidden. So therefore, it can't be that the cave of nevela would be, the rennet of nevela would be prohibited if the rennet of an oila is permitted. So therefore, he said that can't be the reason why their cheeses are forbidden. But one thing we see, says Rav, as we continue to have a heim and olive, machlal, but the inference is, the isur hanah, the things that are permitted, that are prohibited to have benefit from it, like a carbon oila, and so too for the shar haniskal, which are both items that one cannot have any benefit from it, that sharu pershayu, but that the waste matter is permitted. So that's that halacha that we see from our Mishnah. Moreover, the other halacha, in the Kamalev, and the fact that he told him another, tried answering why the cheeses of the non-Jews are forbidden to eat. He told him, they should immediately be kevas egli avodis kechavim, because he said, they curdle it with the rennet of the calves of Avodah Zarah, which Avodah Zarah is forbidden, so that's why the cheese are forbidden. But Kama Hadley, in the answer, that can't be the reason. Because Imkin Loma Loyasru Banos, and then why didn't they make it forbidden even to have benefit? They don't hold like Rameir, they say it's just forbidden to eat it. But if they curdle it in the calves of Avodah Zarah, then there should be like Avodah Zarah, which even to have forbidden to have benefit. Now, says Rava here too, Mechlal, the inference is, the Avodah Kachavim, Aser Pirshayu, that of Avodah Zarah, that even their waste matter, even the rennet, which is not really part of the primary cow, is also forbidden to have benefit from it. So therefore we see that their parish is forbidden, and that's why you cannot be Mekadosh Ish with that. Says Rav, we see both halachas in our Mishnah. Now the Gemara concludes this discussion. However, regarding this last point, for Lahadilei, but why didn't Rabbi Yeshua answer back to Rabbi Shmuel that, no, that's not a good question, why it would be forbidden. You want to say that it can't be because of a kevis Avodah Zarah, because then why is it only also to eat? It should be even also to have hana. Why didn't he answer, no, it's different. Because the prohibited item is not visible to the eye. Because, yeah, the rennet of the Avodah Zarah is used to curdle the cheese. So that's why it's forbidden to eat it. But it's not forbidden to have any benefit. Why? Because you find such a precedent. Because according to Rabban in our Mishnah, the halacha of Murius, which we mentioned before on the staff, the lawyers threw about no. They didn't say it's forbidden to have benefit from it. Although wine is put into it, and that's why it's forbidden to consume. My time, what's the reason? Why is it only also bechila and not bana? The whole reason is because maybe they put in their wine, which is yain nesach. Yain nesach is also bana. Isn't it because, yeah, but because you don't see the wine. It's put in, so you can't drink it, but you could have benefit from it. So that, why didn't he answer him? That's the same thing over here. Yeah, they curdle it with the rennet of Avodah Zarah. So it's also bechila, but also bana not, because you don't see it. So Amri, they said that no, he couldn't have responded like that. Hacha kivin de ugme kamaikim, here, in the case of if that would have been the reason, because they use it to curdle with the rennet of Avodah Zarah, since it's used to create, it's what makes the cheese. The process that's primary is the rennet. Chashav le command the iser l'sur b'eni, that would be considered as if the iser is extended, although you don't see it, like the murias, which is therefore permitted to have benefit men, although it's asur b'chila. That's different because that they just add in the wine. Here they avoid the rennet of the zar would be making it. What's called maimid, it would be making it. That's considered like you do see it because the whole cheese is based on the rennet. So although you don't literally see with your eyes, you do see it in the product that's being made through the rennet, and therefore it would be us even bahano. And that's why it wasn't a good option for him to answer and say that no, it's still the rennet of Avodah Zarah, which is bachila, but still permitted bahano. Because no, if it would have been Avodah Zarah that's maimed, that makes it into the cheese, that curdles it, it would be us even bahano. And that's why he said that can't be the reason, the chachamim, why the cheese of the idol worshippers are permitted for benefit, albeit that it's forbidden to consume.